Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs because we've got some things we do need to talk about. The drumbeat of war continues. At a press conference, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the Maduro regime in Venezuela has undermined security and stability in the southern hemisphere.
You know, cooperate with these guys and allow them to operate. So these guys are, you know, marching in and out, doing whatever they want from Venezuelan territory. And it's a challenge.
You know, I got to remind you that this president said that he would stop wars, not start them. I mean, is this really necessary? Is there another way to handle this? It's a great distraction from the Epstein files, and there's something going on there, or they would release them. Something's going on there. It's a great distraction. And I hate when politicians, do things that involve, like, policy, just to distract people from reality. And if we go to any kind of conflict with Venezuela, I mean, American men and women can die. Somebody's mother, somebody's father, somebody's brother, sister, husband, wife. People can die. So I hope this is really, really necessary. And I think the president is going to have to do a hell of a job selling us on the idea of going to war with Venezuela. Not that he ever feels the need to sell us on anything, because he just does it. But, you know, let's remember that there are men and women who are going to face things that he never had to face because of, quote unquote, bone spurs. All right, it is almost certainly illegal for the famous Kennedy Center in Washington to change its name to the Donald Trump John F. Kennedy Center. But the administration is not waiting to find out, and they're moving ahead with the change.
Several blue tarps were hung in front of the Kennedy Center Friday to block views of the work underway. Workers on scaffolding are changing the name of the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts to the Donald J. Trump and the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts. And a large letter D could be seen on the exterior before the final tarps went up. President Donald Trump's hand-picked board on Thursday voted to rename Washington's leading performing arts center, prompting Democrats to accuse the board of overstepping its legal authority. They say only Congress can change the name. Recently, Trump had his name added to the building for the U.S. Institute of Peace. Donna Warder, Washington.
There are psychiatrists who will tell you there's something wrong with the mind and brain of somebody who is so egotistical that they have to do things like this. There is a deep-rooted insecurity in people that feel like they have to have their names on things. They're not confident with themselves. They might act like it, but deep down inside, they're very shallow and insecure. And what gives them security is thinking that their name is up there. All these things that are happening now, there will be a new president one day that might come through and undo those things, might take those things down. So if this president thinks that he's going to die and those things are going to stay up, I think he needs to think again, because I think a lot of this stuff is going to be wiped out. Federal prosecutors are losing an unusually high number of cases when it comes to their attempts to prosecute people interfering with ICE operations.
The Department of Homeland Security says assaults against ICE agents have skyrocketed in the past year. And Attorney General Pam Bondi has ordered
Well, obviously, we had a glitch there. Yeah, hang on. We'll try to get the rest of that. But yeah, this is interesting. I mean, why aren't they? I mean, if there are attacks on ICE operatives, ICE agents, why aren't they doing a better job of prosecuting people who are attacking them? I mean, obviously, something's wrong there. I mean, these prosecutors, I mean, somebody attacks an ICE agent and you don't have enough evidence to prosecute them and bring them to a guilty verdict. I mean, there's a problem with that.
The Department of Homeland Security says assaults against ICE agents have skyrocketed in the past year. And Attorney General Pam Bondi has ordered prosecutors to charge those accused of assaulting federal officers with the highest provable offense available under the law. But an AP review finds the Justice Department is struggling to deliver on that commitment. Out of 166 cases brought since May in four Democratic-led cities, 58 people face felony indictments and are awaiting trial on a variety of assault allegations, like throwing rocks or punching or kicking officers. 55 people have seen their charges reduced or dismissed. All five who have gone to trial were acquitted.
You know, I don't think what I did was brave or anything, you know, earth-shattering.
It took jurors less than 2 hours to acquit Sydney Lori Reed after she was charged with injuring a federal agent during a Washington, D.C. protest.
I was detained for 2.5 days without being read my rights.
Body camera footage played at the trial revealed the agent had scratched her hand on a wall while assisting another agent who shoved Reed.
Mind your own business. That's all you have to do. Mind your own business.
When I first read the complaint, I was just like, they're lying. They're lying.
Catherine Carreno was accused of striking a federal officer in Los Angeles.
But I kept telling myself, you know, I am protected. Everything's going to be okay.
Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says the arrests are more about messaging to prevent further interference from protesters. Jennifer King, Washington.
See, this messaging thing, we got to do this to send a message to people. No, you arrest the people who need to be arrested. If people are assaulting ICE agents, they should be arrested. But they shouldn't make up stuff. And maybe this is an indication that Pam Bondi is prettier than she is competent. So the manhunt for the suspect in the mass shooting at Brown University has come to an end, but there are questions that remain.
I will tell you that he took his own life tonight.
Providence Police Chief Colonel Oscar Perez at a news conference Thursday night covered by WJAR.
An individual was identified as Claudio Neves Valenti.
Perez says he was 48 years old.
He was a Brown student. He was a Portuguese national.
Perez says video helped ID the suspect's vehicle. That was corroborated by a tip, and surveillance technology led to a Massachusetts car rental where they got
footage of this individual, as well as a copy of the agreement, which provided his real name.
Investigators believe Neves Valente is also responsible for the killing of an MIT professor 2 days after the Brown shooting that left 2 dead and 9 wounded. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hey, maybe the guy saved his trouble by, killing himself. Maybe saved us a lot of, court cost. Before he seemed to fall asleep at his desk in a room full of people and cameras, the president did manage to secure a major policy win that has the support of a majority of Americans.
President Trump has signed an executive order that could reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. It's a major shift in federal drug policy that would move marijuana from its current status as a Schedule I drug, like heroin.
We have people begging for me to do this. People that are in great pain.
Many states have legalized the recreational use of marijuana or allow it for medicinal purposes. Federal laws have remained stricter. The president stresses this move would not make recreational use legal nationwide, but it could change how the drug is regulated and open new avenues for medical research. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Yeah, I wrote a blog about this, and you might totally agree with me, or maybe not. It's titled, President Trump Reclassifies Marijuana. That's on our website, www.com. I think you can also find it on Scoot on the Air Facebook, where you can read it and comment on it. All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's news briefs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.